growing tensions between the U.S. and Russia went into high gear after Ukraine's elected president, Viktor Yanukovych, was ousted from power in February 2014, triggering Russia's decision to annex Crimea and provoking the ongoing conflict in eastern Ukraine between pro-Moscow separatists and the Kiev government's army and militia groups. Now, after the imposition of months of U.S. and European economic sanctions against Vladimir Putin's government, a new, more dangerous escalation is underway. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced on June 23rd that the Pentagon will pre-position tanks, artillery, and other military equipment in eastern and central Europe in a move, he said, was designed to reassure NATO allies alarmed by Russia's actions in Ukraine. Moscow condemned the move, maintaining that this was the most aggressive U.S. act since the end of the Cold War. President Putin stating that Russia was concerned about a U.S.-NATO anti-missile defense system near its borders had decided to deploy more than 40 intercontinental ballistic missiles, or ICBMs, to its nuclear arsenal this year. This most recent war of words followed the April launch of 6 months of military exercises, dubbed Operation Fearless Guardian, that involves 290 American paratroopers and 900 Ukrainian soldiers near the Ukraine-Polish border. Your reporter spoke with John J. Mearsheimer, University of Chicago professor of political science and author, who discusses the danger posed by the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and the escalation of tensions between the U.S., NATO, and Russia.
First of all, it was not Russian aggression that caused this crisis. It was the West's attempt to take Ukraine and peel it away from Russia's orbit and make it part of the West. NATO expansion, EU expansion, and democracy promotion were all part of that strategy. That's what caused the crisis. The Russians didn't cause the crisis. Putin didn't cause the crisis. Second point is, what we're now doing is, in effect, doubling down. And what we're talking about doing is moving equipment into Eastern Europe, training the Ukrainian army, maybe even arming the Ukrainian army. All of these things are going to make a bad situation worse. And in fact, what we're doing here is pursuing a policy that's guaranteed to make sure that the Russians never cut a deal with us over Ukraine. And in fact, the Russians go to great lengths to wreck Ukraine, which is what they're in the process of doing.
Professor Mearsheimer, as you've written, what's going on now in Ukraine is comparable for what maybe U.S. policymakers were concerned about during the Cuba Missile Crisis, where Russia was placing armaments and nuclear missiles on the island nation of Cuba, just 90 miles from the Florida shore. And you posit the fact that if Russia or China or any world power were to make a military alliance with Canada or Mexico, that the United States would similarly have a real problem with that and would use the military to confront that perceived threat. You want to expand on that?
Sure. The United States has the Monroe Doctrine. And the Monroe Doctrine says that no distant great power, in other words, no European or Asian great power, can form a military alliance with a country in the Western Hemisphere or station military forces in the Western Hemisphere. We consider that to be unacceptable. And of course, during the Cold War and during the Cuban Missile Crisis, when the Soviets were attempting to station nuclear-armed missiles in Cuba, the United States went ballistic. And as you said, and I said in the piece, if Canada or Mexico in the future were to form a military alliance with China and invite China to station military forces in either Canada or Mexico, the United States would go absolutely ballistic. We just would not tolerate that. We'd go to great lengths to prevent it. Now, why shouldn't the same logic apply to the Russians with regard to Ukraine? Ukraine is right on Russia's doorstep. They share a huge border. From Russia's point of view, moving a military alliance like NATO, which is a former enemy, onto their doorstep is just unacceptable to Putin and his lieutenants. Monroe Doctrine logic should have applied in the Russian case just as it applies in the American case.
Thank you for that, Professor Mearsheimer. You have suggested that the conflict the ongoing conflict in Ukraine could be tamped down by an agreement on all sides that Ukraine should remain a neutral state with good relations with both the West and Moscow, ending the deadly conflict that's going on now in eastern Ukraine between pro-Russian separatists and the government in Kiev.
My view on the future of Ukraine is that there are two broad choices. One is that if we in the West continue to fuel the crisis by supporting the Ukrainians and poking the Russians in the eye with a stick, that what's going to happen is Ukraine is going to be wrecked as a functioning society. What's going on now is a disaster for Ukraine. So that's one alternative. The second alternative is if we back off, we meaning the West, and we create, working with the Russians, a neutral Ukraine, their future will be much brighter. I think what has to be done here, and this gets to the solution, is that we have to go back to the status quo that existed in the 1990s and throughout most of the early 2000s. NATO expansion has to be taken off the table. NATO has to say explicitly, Ukraine is not going to become part of NATO. And instead, what has to happen is that the Russians, the European Union, the International Monetary Fund, the Americans have to work together to create an economic package to bring Ukraine back from the dead. And then we have to go to great lengths to try and help the Ukrainians create some sort of federal political system that allows them to repair the relations between the Russian speakers in the East and the Ukrainian speakers in the West. I mean, you have something of a civil war taking place inside of Ukraine at the moment, and that has to be shut down. And we have to help the Ukrainians figure out clever strategies to bring that conflict to an end.
That was John J. Mearsheimer, the R. Wendell Harrison Distinguished Service Professor and co-director of the Program on International Security Policy at the University of Chicago. Professor Mearsheimer is author of The Tragedy of Great Power Politics and co-author with Stephen M. Walt of The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. Find more analysis and commentary on the rising tensions between the West and Russia by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.